And let me clarify this. Not in your house. In his house. And in his house, we give him all the glory. We give him all the praise. And we give him all of the worship. Because we respect the Lord in his house. So what I want to ask y'all to do, anyone who wants to join us, Deacon Clarence, I know you're going to be one. Deacon Emerson, I know you won. Sister, over there. I want y'all, if you don't mind, based on your relationship with Christ, as we sing this song, Grateful, stand on your feet. If you don't mind, if you can, stand on your feet. If you don't mind, if you love him, if he is your Lord and he is your King, let's stand on our feet and sing this to him. I want you to close everything out. I don't want you to pay attention to nothing that's going on beside you. Don't even pay attention to somebody beside you. Come on, sweetheart. Don't even pay attention to nobody beside you. Don't look to see what Deacon Green doing. Don't look to see what Zyla's doing or anything like that. Just you and God. It's you and God. Take a moment right now to think about how faithful he's been to you. Take a moment to think about how kind he's been to you. Take a moment to think about how he has made way after way after way after way after way for you. And given that, help me sing it, y'all. I am grateful for the things. You don't mind, you can lift your hands to him. Have done. Yes, I'm grateful for the victories you've won. I could go on and on and on about your worth, about your worth. Because I'm grateful, grateful, grateful just to praise you, Lord. Now this is you singing to him, flowing from my heart, flowing from my heart. Are the issues of my heart. Is gratefulness. We're going to sing that one more time. Sing that to the Lord. You know what he's brought you through. You know what he's done for you. You know that nobody has been as good to you as he has been. So I am grateful. I am grateful for the things that you have done. Yes. Yes. I'm grateful for the victory. You've won. I could go on and on and on about your word. because I'm grateful, grateful, grateful just to praise you, Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Flowing from my heart, flowing from my heart. All right, Freeland, are the issues, are the issues of my heart is gratefulness. Now we're going to sing grateful, 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 grateful. That's what we are.
Grateful, 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 gratefulness
is flowing.
It's flowing from
grateful. Just tell him you're grateful. Don't worry about the choir. Just tell him you're grateful.
Grateful, 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 gratefulness
is flowing.
It's flowing from my heart.
Grateful, 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 grateful. If you thank him.
Grateful, grateful.
If you love him. If you honor him,
grateful, grateful,
if you adore
grateful,
him,
gratefulness.
Take it up, choir. Take it up, choir.
Grateful, 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 grateful.
I am so grateful,
grateful, grateful, grateful, grateful, grateful, grateful.
Grateful in the house today. Hallelujah.
Grateful, 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 gratefulness.
Okay, everybody, flowing from my kiss.
Flowing.
Everybody, give God some praise in this place. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
sisters.
Hallelujah.
I wish God knew how grateful I am. Like we can't express it enough.
Yes.
All we can do is just say thank you, Lord. You continue to do what you did not have to do.
Yes.
That's love. That's love. That's love. In my spirit. We prepare to go into our communion period, where we have another opportunity.
Hallelujah.
To do what God asked us to do. And just remember what He did on our behalf. Says every time we come to this period to acknowledge what God went to Calvary for. The scripture says, "For I have received from the Lord Himself, which I pass on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night in which He was betrayed, and it said that He had given thanks, and He told His disciples that this was His body, which was offered as a sacrifice, and then He commanded them to do it in remembrance of Him. And then He took the cup, and He said that this cup is the new covenant established in His blood. And He commanded them to do this as often as you do it in remembrance of Him. And He goes on and He instructs that whoever eats the bread and drinks the cup of the Lord in a way that is unworthy of Him will be guilty of profaning and sinning against the body and the blood of our Lord. He says a person must prayerfully examine himself and his relationship to Christ. And only when he has done so should he eat of the bread and drink of the cup. That anyone who drinks and eats without reverence and heartfelt gratitude for the sacrifice of Christ eats and drinks judgment on himself if he does not recognize the body of Christ. And for this reason, many among us are weak, sick, and are numbered, falling asleep of death. He take the cup, blessed the cup, and said, "This is my body broken for you. Let us eat together." And in the like manner, he said, "This is the blood in the New Testament. For as often as you drink it, you show forth my death, burial." Amen and amen. Put your hands together for the sacrifice of our Lord. Brothers and sisters in Christ, and we extend to you an invitation to come before the throne of grace near the altar if you so choose to. Otherwise, just stand in the pews where you're at. Standing in the presence of Almighty God. The Bible says, "Those who have ears, let him hear what the Spirit will say to the church." Gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for listening to us. And the first thing that flows from our mouth is gratefulness and gratitude. Lord, you have done so much for us. In fact, you've done everything for us. We thank you, Heavenly Master, for who you are fashioning us to be. We thank you for chipping off those things that are not of you and from you. You're standing us up strong in your word. You are fighting the battles that we cannot fight.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You're protecting us from danger seen and unseen. You are giving rebirth to the old and maturing the new. Lord, thank you for the health that we enjoy. Thank you for, Lord, the family you have given us. Lord, there's a saying that we cannot choose our family. You have brought us into your family, Lord, and we thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Master, that I don't stand alone in gratitude. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for what we're learning day by day about your righteousness and your holiness. And thank you, Heavenly Master, that you have not and will not give up on us. We only pray, Lord, that we are growing in obedience to you, that will show you how much we appreciate you, Lord. Thank you for inhabiting our praise. Continue, Heavenly Master, to search our hearts. And mature and renew this right spirit. The battle is not ours, it's yours, Lord. And we just stand and let you be God. Continue to do what only you can do in our lives, Lord.
Yes, sir.
And Lord, sometimes we may reject, walk away, but keep us right here, Lord, on your wheel of creation, Lord. Do what it you see fit, Lord. The discipline oftentimes does not feel good, Lord, but we thank you for the blessing behind the discipline. Tears may have to flow sometimes, Lord, but we thank you for the tears. We thank you, Heavenly Master, that joy indeed does come in the morning. And you're working a brand new blessing in our lives. We thank you, Heavenly Master, for all that you do, all you continue to do. Accept our praise this day. In Jesus' name, we submit these and all blessings. In his name, amen.
I love you.
Jesus,
I love you.
I love you.
I'll own you anywhere.
I'll own you.
Prepare yourselves to receive of our tithes and offerings. We thank God for this opportunity as well to participate in serving God in our giving. Says it is indeed a blessing to give. The scripture is coming from Luke, the 6th chapter, 38 verse. And it says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet, wherewithal it shall be measured to you again. God's word for God's people. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would receive these gifts back from us, that you have so faithfully, graciously provided. Receive it from us with a pure and unselfish heart. These blessings that we ask in Jesus' name. There will be two baskets circulating. The wicked basket is for you to give of your benevolent offering, and the tithes is for you to contribute your tithes and offering. You may give at this time.
Right now. Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord. How many of y'all can say God has been good to you? I had to take my communion. God, we thank you and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, we're going to continue where we were last week. So let's go to Mark. Michael, good to see you, brother. Good to see you. All right. Well, it's good to see all y'all, but I ain't seen Mike in a while. Mark chapter 15, and then we're going to go into chapter 16. Thank you, ushers, health unit, everybody who has participated in our worship experience today. We're going to start in Mark 15, and then we're going to move into Mark 16. Remember what we were talking about last week, making sure that you see for yourself evidence that Jesus did die and that he did rise again. Okay? So you will know for yourself. Remember last week we were talking about how there's certain other things you can just get through hearing and you believe it. Well, the Bible tells us faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by what? The word of God. And so that is why here you have the evidence to let you and anyone else know he didn't faint. He didn't willy. He didn't faint. He didn't faint. He didn't swoon. He died and Rosalind, he actually got up. All right. Y'all there? Okay, Mark 15, I'm going to read five verses out of this chapter, beginning at verse 37. I'm going to read five verses out of this one, beginning at 37, okay? And then we're going to go to Mark 16. So, in Mark 15, verse 37, it says, "And Jesus uttered a loud cry." This is when he was on the cross, y'all. "And breathed out his life. And the curtain of the Holy of Holies of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom." Now that curtain was thick. It was a couple of feet. Deacon Kendall, I was going to ask her if she could. There she is. Yeah, there she is. Okay. Who's she hiding behind? Deacon Kendall, it was a couple of feet thick, right? Yeah. I'm asking, she's one of the Sunday school teachers. That's why I was asking. So it says in verse 39, "And when the centurion who stood facing him saw him expire this way." Y'all see expire? Yeah. So he died. Yeah. Y'all seeing this? He died. He died. So when they saw him expire this way, he said, "Really, this man was God's son." Now, here is the interesting part. "Now, some women were there also looking on from a distance." You know, all the brothers had fled by now. Except for John. You know what I'm saying? See, "Now, some women were there also looking on from a distance, among whom were Mary Magdalene, and Mary, the mother of James the Younger and of Joseph, and Salome, who, pay attention, when Jesus was in Galilee, were in the habit of accompanying, are y'all reading this? All of the movie stuff, Carolyn, all the movie stuff, that ain't nothing but a bunch of lies. Ain't nothing but a bunch of lies. That's why you got to know the word for yourself. Okay? So look what it says here. It was in Galilee, we're in the habit of accompanying and ministering. Y'all listening? So look, when the Lord said, foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath nowhere to lay his head. These women had money. They were putting the disciples up when they went from town to town. They were putting them up. He wasn't talking about he didn't have nowhere to stay. He was saying basically, just like a fox, this, that, and the other, I'm being chased. Are y'all hearing me? And you see, they chased him from one town to the next, to the next, to the next. The devil always wanting to interrupt what God is doing. Okay? So look what it says here as we continue. Who, when Jesus was in Galilee, were in the habit of accompanying and ministering to him. And there were also many other. I'm just reading it, Christy. That's all. I'm just reading it. I'm just reading. Dean Gill, I'm just reading. What did it say? It say many other what? Yeah. Now, when y'all look at these shows, do you see any women around Jesus? Now, what does many mean? Okay, it's a lot. So you got these 12. Now, remember, Jesus traveled with the posse. Y'all remember we read that in the book of Luke. Oh, he traveled with over 100 people everywhere he went. That's why when he came to a town, people were upset. They ain't going to be upset if you coming in there with 12. You coming in there with 12 brothers. They ain't going to be upset. No, this brother brought a posse with him. And most of them were women. You hear, Honorable Raymond? I love saying that. You know, I ain't gonna never get involved in politics till you run for president. Then I'm getting involved. They're gonna do me like they did Jeremiah Wright. So the thing, so yeah, y'all didn't get that, did you? You ain't get that. All right. But the thing is, it was many other women with him. So I want you to keep in mind, that's why when the disciples met in the book of Acts, and when they met in the upper room, it wasn't 12, it was 120. That dwindled down, because remember in John chapter 6, Jesus had a whole bunch of disciples who turned their backs on him. So he walking around with about 300 people. Then when it dwindled down, he walking around with over 100. Y'all here with me? All right, come on. That's all I wanted to do from that. Let's go to the next chapter, 16 and 1. Chapter 16, verse number 1. Next chapter. And when the Sabbath was passed, y'all don't mind reading a little bit, do you? So y'all don't mind reading a little bit, do you? why y'all looking at me like I'm speaking Greek? Because I won't. What I want to do here, Sister Cook, what I want to do right here, I just want to read what the Bible says. I just want to read what the Bible says. Verse 1, and when the Sabbath was passed, that is, after the sun had set, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome purchased Now, you can't purchase nothing. And when we talk about the sweet smelling stuff, Sister Cargill, you know this, the sweet smelling stuff cost a whole lot. Okay, let's keep going. And so it says here, they purchased sweet smelling spices so that they might go and anoint what? And very early on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb. By then, the sun had risen. Look at the symbolism. You see it, Deacon Gill? Y'all see the symbolism? By the time they got there, the S-U-N was up because the S-O-N was up. Y'all see what I'm saying? Okay, now look what it says. The sun had risen, and they said to one another, who will roll back the stone for us out of the groove across the floor at the door of the tomb? When they looked up, they distinctly saw, Officer Bell, that the stone was already rolled back. For it was very what?
Large.
Look at it. They wondering how, when God has already. I hope somebody listening to me. In your life, you still wondering how? And God has already done what you waiting to get to. Okay? Look what it says here. And when they looked up, they saw the stone was rolled away. And for it was very large. 5. And going into the tomb, they saw a young man sitting there on the right side, clothed in a long, stately, sweeping robe of what? White. And they were utterly amazed and struck with terror. Y'all hear? Now let me ask y'all a question. For y'all who reading this, if that was y'all, would y'all be running back in the other direction by now? Okay, some of y'all say yes, some of y'all say no, I'd be there. I hear you. And verse number 6, and he said to them, do not be amazed and what? You are looking for who? Jesus of the ghetto. No, I'm telling the truth. Remember, we taught y'all Nazareth was a ghetto. That's why Nathan said, can anything good come out of Nazareth? So he didn't say you looking for Jesus from heaven. He didn't say you looking from Jesus from Galilee. He said, no, you looking from Jesus who can relate to the lowest of the low. You looking for the king who also steps low. You looking for the king who sits high and looks low. You looking for the king for whom you ain't too small for him to pay attention to you. That's who you looking for, Jesus of Nazareth. So no matter what situation you are in, no matter where you come from, no matter what your background, no matter what you have had to deal with, you are not too small for Jesus to pay attention to you. And he is paying attention to you as if he's paying attention to anybody else. Don't let nobody make you feel that you are not worth his attention. Don't let anybody make you question your worth. Let me say that again. Don't let anybody make you question your worth. If some people can't deal with the blessings that God has put upon you, that's their problem. That ain't yours. The Bible says a man's gift will make room for him. When God has anointed you, he's taking you somewhere. You don't get distracted by looking to the side and looking to the back. You look and see where God is having you go. All right, verse number 7. But he said, y'all be going. In other words, get on now. Tell the disciples and who?
Peter.
Woo! I love that. Tell Peter. But didn't Peter deny him? Tell Peter. Didn't Peter deny him once? Tell Peter. Wait a minute. Didn't Peter deny him twice? Tell Peter. Oh, wait a minute. Didn't Peter deny him three times? Tell Peter. I know what you did. I knew what you were going to do before you did it. That didn't have nothing to do with me choosing you. That's why when he called you, he said, tell whatever your name is. I think it was Wednesday night, Deacon Barnes, when we was in Bible study, we were talking about the fact that one of the things about God's grace is that the more you see, you remember Deacon Angie, the more you see it, the more you know you don't deserve to have it. And so when you see it, all you can do is think about how unworthy you are. But that's why God said it ain't got nothing to do with you. I know you flawed. I was the one who made you. I know you got issues because it's you. I know you got other problems, but the bottom line is I made you. I loved you before I put you down here. I knew everything you were going to do, and I love you still. That's why many of you in here do not be walking around in a cage of guilt because of what you've done in the past. That's what the blood of Jesus is for. Thank God that he loves you. Thank God that he forgives. Thank God that he has patience. Thank God that he gave you grace. Thank God that he gave you mercy. Thank God that he's long-suffering. Thank God that you are the apple of his eye. Are y'all hearing me in here? And always keep in mind, you are too valuably unique to compare yourself to anybody else. Brother Tidwell, you too valuably unique. Look at Deacon Agnes. She just looking at him. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Look at you are too valuably unique to compare yourself because there is another you. There is no other you. There is no other you. Stop trying to compare a Lexus to a Hyundai. Watkins, you hear me back there? I'll tell y'all later what he did. I'll leave that alone. You are who and what you were supposed to be at this time in your life. Thank God, Zachary, that he didn't leave you like he found you. That's why we say grateful, 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 grateful. You see what I'm saying? Come on, y'all, so I can finish this. Verse number 5, and going into the tomb, there saw a young man sitting there on the right-hand side, clothed in linen, in a long, stately, sweeping robe of white, and they were utterly amazed and struck with terror. And he said to them, do not be amazed and terrified. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And look what it says. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But be going. Tell the disciples. What? And Peter, he goes before you into Galilee. You will see him there. Just as he told. Remember what we read last week? Jesus had set a rendezvous point. You remember that, Brother Cunningham? He had already set a rendezvous point for him and his disciples. He said, when I get up, I want y'all to meet me here. I'm going to leave this before I continue and finish reading this. For those of you in here who have thought that God has let you go, brother here said, no way. And he's right. However, don't you find that sometimes your feelings can become your worst enemies? When that happens, I have a suggestion. Just a suggestion, Sister Tate. Just a suggestion. I know no commands. Sister Davis, it's just a suggestion. Sister Davis, and you can tell that man sitting next to you, it's just a suggestion. Tell him it's just a suggestion. Now, you know I wasn't going to let you go 2 Sundays in a row. Look here. Whenever you feel badly about yourself, I want you to say 2 words, Bradley and Peter. I want you to say 2 words, and Peter. Lexis, and Peter. Man, I feel bad because I let God down. I didn't honor his house. I didn't honor him. But his mercy is shouting, and Peter. I didn't do what I was supposed to do. I know I didn't do what I was supposed to do. And I didn't do it. And the Lord is mad at me. Maybe he's punishing me now. And the Holy Spirit is saying, shh. And Peter. I'm struggling, preacher. I'm struggling. I'm struggling with things. I'm struggling with stuff in me. I'm struggling with everything. Every time I seem to get something right, I get something else wrong. Every time I seem to make a step in the right direction, look like I'm stepping somewhere else. And all the Holy Spirit is saying is, you hear me, Deuce? All he's saying is, 2 words, and Peter. Anybody, Beverly, y'all glad about that? All right. Wait a minute. I say, is anybody glad about that? Deacon DeVito was the only one gave me a hand clap. Well, I'm sorry. My apologies. I just didn't hear it. I didn't hear it. I'm sorry. So now look at this, verse number 9. Now Jesus having risen from... No, let's do 8. Then they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and bewilderment and consternation had seized them. And they said nothing about it to anyone, for they were held by alarm and fear. Now Jesus, having risen from death, early on the first day of the week, appeared first to Mary. I ain't got to say nothing. I'm going to keep reading. Y'all got it. Appeared first to Mary Magdalene, from whom he had driven out what? Hey, I keep telling y'all, you'd be surprised how many demons can inhabit a person. You'd be surprised. Remember, Legion... That's 6,000. And you still wondering, Beverly, why you can't talk no sense into him. Keep going. Look at verse number 10. Now Mary Magdalene went and reported it to those who had been with him as they would. Grieved and wept. And when they heard that he was alive and that she had seen him, they didn't believe it. After this, he appeared. Ooh. See that? He appeared what? In a different form to two of them as they were walking along the way into the country. And they returned to Jerusalem and told the others, but they did not believe them either. Okay, now hold on. You done seen this man raise people from the dead. You have walked with this man every day. And walking with him, he told you, I'm going to die and I'm going to get up. Key he's saying is that you can have people in church all day long who will never get it. Thing to understand here when you're talking about this is that they were there listening to him. But check this out, Deacon Lou. They were listening, but they didn't believe. Mm-hmm. They were listening, Christy, but they didn't believe. So when it happened, they came and say, okay, he did what he said he was going to do. No, he didn't. That's about, well, anyway, let's keep reading. Verse number 13. And they returned to Jerusalem and told the others, but they did not believe them either. Afterward, he appeared to the what? 11 apostles themselves as they reclined at table. Now look at this. And he reproved and reproached them for their what? And their what? Hardness of heart. Because they had refused to believe those who had seen him and looked at him attentively after he had risen from death. And he said to them, go into all the world, preach, publish openly the good news, the gospel to every creature of the whole human race. He who believes, now look what believes means, who adheres to, trusts in, and what? Relies on the gospel and him whom it sets forth and is baptized will be saved from the penalty of eternal death. Y'all know that's the baptism of the Holy Spirit, right? But he who does not believe, who does not adhere to, trust in, and rely on the gospel, and him whom it sets forth will be what? When you don't recognize his sovereignty, you don't believe. When you don't recognize his kingship, you don't believe. When you don't recognize that he's worthy of reverence, you don't believe. I do believe if you believe, you wouldn't act like that. If you believe, you wouldn't keep doing what you're doing. If you believed, you would have been somewhere else Friday night. Amen. Got quiet then, Sister Tanksley. Instead of where you was. The Bible says the believer is one who obeys. As you obey, he gradually changes your heart so that you start to think like him. You start to act like him. You reverence him. You recognize he is the source of everything. You recognize that you can't breathe without him. I don't deserve this grace. That's when you rely on him, adhere to him, and depend on him and reverence him. Remember what we said in what the Bible says in Isaiah 11? One thing God has got to give you is a fear of him. God only gives it to his children. Others don't have it. Can't get mad at them. Others can live any way they want to live. Come to church, ask the Lord for forgiveness, go right back out doing what they've been doing. You can tell them all day and all night long. You know you... I'm sorry. Maybe think about it. I was in this store. This man had been coming who hadn't been here in a long time. He said, hey, Pastor Barnes. I said, no, he was trying to hide in the other aisle, so... I walked in the aisle. I said, hey, bro, so-and-so. He was like, I know I ain't living right. I know I ain't living. I'm like, man, I just said hi. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got nothing to do with how you living. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, the fear of God, the reverential fear of God, is what his children have. That's where you check yourself to see, do I have it? How you living during the week? Do you live like you know he's watching? Hello, my brother said I try to. Y'all listening to me? Or do you live like he just be here on Sunday? Hello? That's the fear of the Lord. I ain't got to remind you because I got to do the thing. I got to live the life myself. So the thing is, If you are and Peter. How you gonna show him your gratitude? How you gonna show him your gratitude? I can tell you a scripture that'll show it to you if y'all got a minute. Y'all go to John 14. This be my last one. What time is it? The Battle Hawks ain't playing today, so. Like my grandma said, they play Yes Diddy. John 14. Are there? Here I go. Verse 21. The person who has my commands and keeps them is the one who really, see that? And whoever really loves me will be loved by who? And I too will love him and will show or reveal and manifest myself to him. I will let myself be clearly seen by him and make myself real to him. You ain't got to look for Jesus, just obey. In fact, he said, if you obey, you ain't got to look for me. I'm going to come to you. Y'all got it? All right. That's all for today. Our God and our King, our Savior, our Ruler, our Maker, our Sovereign Lord, we thank you for giving us another opportunity to hear you speak from heaven. We believe your word is real. Thank you, Heavenly Master, for giving us eyes to see, ears to hear, and hearts to receive. There might be somebody here who's not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior right where you are. Say, Lord, I believe that you died for my sins at Calvary, and I believe that you arose 3 days later. After that, say, now, Lord, remind me that I am and Peter. And then give me the heart to reverence you the way you should be reverenced. There might be somebody here who wants to join this fellowship. If you do, there are cards in the front of you, which are in the back of the pews in front of you. Feel free to take one, fill it out front and back. And after you do that, put it in the box in the vestibule, and there will be saints from the membership intake team who will get those and make contact with you, and it would be a pleasure for us to love you with the love of Jesus the Christ. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling. I said unto him who is able to keep you from falling. And to present you faultless before his throne with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be all glory, all majesty, all dominion, and all power, not only now, but through the eternities of the eternities. Let every saint of God give God a great big hallelujah. Put your hands together and give God some praise. Have a wonderful rest of the week. God bless you.